Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Okay, thank you, Oren. And on to Tradio, and I believe we have our first caller already on the line. Caller on line one.
Yes, hello, it's Joyce.
Oh, hello, Joyce.
And, hello, and I'm calling for the Sons of Bingo tonight. The doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6:30. And tonight's break food will be a pizza casserole, garlic bread, and Danish.
Okay. Thank you for that,
it's
Joyce.
You're welcome. It's never a snack. It's like a whole full meal that we have.
We call it an evening lunch.
Evening lunch, yes. So, people, come on down and have some fun with Bingo and maybe earn a little bit of money.
Okay, and that's upstairs at the Sons of Norway Hall. And I believe the doors open at what time?
5:30.
Mm-hmm. And Bingo starts?
Bingo starts 6:30.
Okay.
And the mobility chair works, as far as I know. And we have water and pop that costs some money. And popcorn and coffee is free. And then the snack break time is approximately 8:30.
So. And it's complimentary, too.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
All you have to pay for is your Bingo packets and extra paper, and that's it.
Thanks, Joyce.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have Sally Dwyer here, so she knows the details of Sons of Norway Bingo backwards and forwards.
Only 25 years.
25 years, yes. And Joyce has taken it over. And
She's doing her Tradio part, yeah.
Yes, she's been diligent about letting people in the community know. Also, remember, you have to be 19 to play bingo.
Correct.
Yes. It's not a kid's game, the way it's played Friday nights
in
this town.
With kidney beans or matches or
right. No.
Marbles.
It's
Get your daubers out.
Right. We had a call. And the callback, please, caller. Somehow got lost in the phone system. Maybe you could give her a hand there, Eleanor. Yeah, phone system is tricky to learn. We have a lot of new people here now. We have Eleanor Candel is going to take Isaiah's place as operations assistant community liaison.
That's perfect.
Yes, and then Baze Hohen is our new intern. She's trying to figure out the phone system right now. She's going to do morning edition for the summer. And Rebel McGrath is traveling right now, but she'll be back, and she'll be a phone answerer, too. So these are all voices that you'll hear on the air or on the phone over this summer. So
sounds like a great group.
Yes, and I'll be in and out, sort of the emeritus professor who answers questions.
The mentor.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Capital M.
Yeah. They're teaching me things, too, because, of course, they're very fast on the uptake. No phone? No. Yes. Okay. Well, a little problem with the phone system. We want to answer in my office.
On this end.
Okay. I don't think it should be that. Okay.
Come on, guys. Put me to work.
Yeah, we're trying. Okay. Okay. We are just waiting for that first call to go through, and here it is. And caller, you are on line one. Hello.
Hello. This is John.
Hi,
I'm
John.
Having a moving sale tomorrow from 9 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got everything, so you don't need to write it down, but everything from ironing boards to rice cookers.
So lifestyle for sale, huh?
Yes.
Everything that wouldn't fit in the van.
Stuff you accumulate after 50 years.
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
John, that was 9 to 1 p.m. tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
At 1204 South Nordic.
Thank you.
Okay. I think I heard a rumor that you sold the house.
Well, kind of. But we're still trying, the buyer's trying to get insurance for it. And if that happens, we're all set.
Well, there you go. That will be sad to see you two go.
And we'll miss your
Most
voice.
People are pretty happy.
No, you got to call in on Fridays anyway and just say what you're doing on Fridays to let us know on Tradio.
Okay. Well, you take care. And if anyone needs to know anything about the garage sale, then call me at 907-772-3677. I'll be home in about an hour.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
You take care and have a great weekend. You
okay.
Too.
We
you
will.
Too, John. Thank you. Good luck.
Yes, indeed. So...
Been here a long time, both of them.
I know.
Kind of hate to see them moving.
I know. It's not always easy, but sometimes...
You got to do it.
You got to do it, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a beautiful day out there. How was it when you came in? I was really early when I came in.
No sprinkles on the windshield.
Have you seen any fawns?
I saw the tiniest fawn.
Did you?
We went to the movie, The Sheep Detectives, and they have a little tiny... lamb they call the winter lamb. I mean, it's like miniature. You almost think it's fake. This little fawn looked like the same size. It was, I bet it was only about 16 inches tall.
Wow. Was that in your yard?
Yep. In the driveway and bouncing, jumping. Just like a little spring.
I mean, as soon as they're on their legs, they're hopping around.
Yeah, and it's just so tiny. I hadn't seen a tiny fawn that little.
I know. I keep watching for them. I haven't seen one yet, but there's been lots of reports of deer in neighborhoods and also along the roadway. So Fish and Game is asking people to be very careful driving all over town and out the road because the fawning season is in full swing.
Yeah, there were a couple sad things in the news for the police report with deer had been struck, and that's sad.
It's always sad. Here, let's get this on the phone because...
Ooh, we got another one, huh?
We have another one.
A live
Line one.
One,
you're on.
Hi, good morning. I'm looking to buy some acrylic yarn.
Okay.
And doesn't matter the color or what have you, I would just like to get some. I've been looking at sales and everywhere around town that has had a sale, and no such luck. But it doesn't matter if it's a little ball or a skein or half a skein, I'll take it. I'll buy it from you.
Okay. And your phone number?
Yes, it's 738-2447. And Julie, I did pick up my coupons.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. I'm glad.
Well, you have a wonderful day.
Okay, then. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
I saw that the Salvation Army is not taking any donations at this time. So you can't drop off yarn in places like that. It seems like... they're not taking donations, and if you have extra stuff, people are just putting it out in the front yard now, if it's not raining.
A lot of free things as you drive by. And the charity box is open on Mondays.
Yes, but they're specific to no kids' clothes, no books, no electronics.
Yeah, they don't have storage.
No, they
and
don't.
And it's not exactly humidity-proof there.
Right, that's so true. But the charity box is open for people looking for... If you're looking for items, both those places are great places to start.
Yeah.
And Charity Box is right across from the hospital next to Chamber of Commerce on that first street.
Yep, the little tiny little place behind it.
And then the thrift stop is down the street from that. And I think that's on 2nd, though, isn't it? Yeah.
It's on 1st.
It's on 1st, too? Okay, right.
Yeah.
Down the street from A and B Hall.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right next, kind of the next street over.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we have another phone.
Oh, cool.
See if we can make the transfer. Okay, we did. Caller on line one. Hello.
Good morning.
Oh, that was quick. Hello.
Good yep.
Dave Burke. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have an announcement from the Petersburg Rotary Club. Not only is we're kind of sad tomorrow, our friend Jacob, who has been here for a year from Germany, is leaving.
Already?
Well, already. He's been here for 10 months.
Oh, wow.
the kids can't stay forever.
No.
Although they'd really like to. He's been fantastic. It's great to have his host families so warmly welcoming him and taking responsibility for him over the years. Our program wouldn't exist without the host families that we have supporting our kids.
Right.
So shout out to them. Also, I'm plugging the Rotary Club Duck Race coming up on the 4th of July. It'll be at 2 p.m. on the hill beside Hammer and Weekon, and we'll roll those ducks down or float those ducks down our artificial river, thanks to the borough and the volunteer fire department for supplying the water and hoses to create our artificial creek, or crick, as Joe would say. We have prizes. The tickets are available online at petersburgrotary.org. There's posters around town. You can just snap that QR code. You can go into Lee's Clothing and get tickets. And they're $10 per entry for the ducks. There's only 1,000 tickets available. Our first place prize will be $1,000. We'll have second and third place prizes also, and heat winners to share money with. So lots of opportunity to win the Rotary Duck Race.
Sounds good.
What was that that online thing, the Rotary.com? What was that? Or was it Rotary.com?
Oh, yeah. It was PetersburgRotary.org.
Okay. And Petersburg spelled out?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just kind of the normal way to spell Peter.
I do PSG, so I don't know.
We do too.
Well, thanks, Dave.
Another URL that we could find at some point, but not quite yet.
Thank you. I think I got everything.
Well, you're too welcome.
Thanks, yeah. Dave. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, take care. Bye now.
It's nice he thanked the city and the borough and the fire department for the hoses and the water.
Yes.
A lot of water goes down that lake or creek down the hill.
It does, but I think it's a lot easier than chasing them around Hammer Slough.
A lot safer,
too. In the
too.
Waders, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little scary watching sometimes. And they kind of get trapped on this over by the Madalyn's house, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm. A little whirlpool over there.
That's where mine were always. They were always over there.
No, I can see this would work much better.
Yeah, messy, but better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Well, we have got the phone transfer mastered now, so feel
Excellent.
Free to call in. Our phone number, 907-772-3808 or 531-8049. And both those numbers work now.
Yes.
So we have two ways to get a hold of the radio station, and we look forward to hearing from you. It is 9:15. Do you want to start a rundown? Because that
sure.
always gets people to call.
Started out with Joyce calling for Sons of Norway Bingo. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6:30. The light evening lunch is going to be pizza casserole, garlic bread, and danishes.
Okay.
Then John called. There's a moving sale tomorrow from 9 to 1 at 1204 South Nordic Drive. If you need more information on what will be available, which he says is everything, 907-772-3677. And then a wonderful voice called in and asked for acrylic yarn. She will buy any size, any color, any shape, but she just wants yarn. And she says her number is 738-2477. I'm assuming it's 907 in front of that.
Yes.
And then our last caller was Dave Berg from the Rotary, and he is sad that Jacob, the German young man that's here for an exchange student for the last 10 months, is leaving. And then he also talked about the duck race for the 4th of July on Hammer and Weekon Hill downtown. You can buy tickets online at PetersburgRotary.org, or you can check out the poster and get through your QR code. They're $10 a piece, 1,000 tickets sold, several levels of prizes, with being first prize $1,000. And he wanted to specifically thank the borough and the fire department for the use of the water and the hoses.
Yes. And I wanted to remind everybody, it's the Juneteenth holiday, so
yeah.
the Baylor is closed today. Also, the library is closed today. Do you know of any other closures today?
Nope.
Lisa told me, said you said the number wrong. It's 2447.
Yeah. Sally, you want to read that number again?
I said 2447.
Okay.
7-7-3-8-2-4-4-7 is what I read.
Okay.
That's what I wrote.
Is that the number?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling back with the correction, Lisa. And thank you, Sally, for coming in today.
You
really appreciate it.
You betcha.
Okay. We will move on now back to Rising Tide Music with Eleanor.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.